This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The computer chip shortage that's left so many of us trying so hard to get things that are normally easily available is the immediate focus of President Biden's trip to Asia this morning. Touring a Samsung computer chip plant that will serve as a model for a factory Samsung hopes to open in Texas.
The Ampi robots pick up the wafers from there and then transfer over to the...
But the president's also grappling with foreign policy issues during his visit to South Korea and Japan. The AP's Jennifer King.
Later, he heads to more meetings and a wreath-laying ceremony at the Seoul National Cemetery. Michael Green, a former White House advisor on Asia, says the crisis in Ukraine has opened the eyes of leaders in the Asian Pacific nations.
Our allies in Europe and our allies in Asia are coming together and recognizing that we all have something at stake in a global challenge to democracies from authoritarian states.
And that the stars have aligned for this visit to South Korea and Japan.
It's actually been a long time since an American president made their first trip to the region and had both the Japanese and Korean leaders so positive and forthcoming about cooperating with the U.S.
I'm Jennifer King.
This morning, analysts say the number of Ukrainian defenders holed up at that steel plant in Mariupol is dwindling, but a deputy commander inside says they are still there. No details yet, but two people are dead, another eight wounded following a shooting in Chicago near a McDonald's. One person's in custody. At a church service last night in Buffalo to honor the victims of the supermarket shooting, Mayor Byron Brown said,
I'm praying that God will give the families the strength and give our community the strength to overcome.
Relatives of the 10 black people shot dead at the Buffalo supermarket are pleading with Americans to stop racist violence. This is AP News. There are questions about what North Korea is saying this morning about illness there. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what this is all about.
North Korea says nearly 10% of its 26 million people have fallen ill and 65 people at least have died amid its first COVID-19 outbreak. After admitting to an Omicron outbreak, following more than 2 years of claiming to be virus-free, the North says an unidentified fever has been explosively spreading across the country since late April. Its anti-epidemic center has since released fever tallies each morning, but they don't include any COVID-19 figures. Some observers say the North must acknowledge the COVID-19 outbreak, as it can't hide the highly contagious viral spread, and that authorities are under-reporting mortalities to try to show that its pandemic response is effective, while the country lacks test kits to confirm positives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.